Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Ashley Vincent from Color Carbon County. Ashley, pleasure to get you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And, you know, it's always exciting to see some of the new additions that come to our community. And when Color Carbon County first hit the scene, that was something that I know had a major impact around here. But for people who might not be familiar, maybe they're new to the area, maybe they're not keeping up with the art scene, what is Color Carbon County and what are you guys looking to accomplish?
So Color Carbon County is a nonprofit that I started a few years ago where I'm trying to bring art opportunities to the youth in our area. So this is mostly for kids who want to be able to explore their creative abilities outside of school, or maybe they're homeschooled, or maybe they just need a safe place to be. And so my whole goal with it is just to bring a safe place for them to create art and to develop a love for where they're from.
And, you know, that's a noble goal because you're trying to accomplish a whole lot with Color Carbon County. I mean, not only are you trying to encourage a love of art, something which, like you mentioned, a lot of kids are only going to be able to participate in a school setting. They're not going to take time to explore it outside of it, but also develop that love for the area, which is something that I know has been a big emphasis as of late. You know, you want people to kind of love where they're from, love their hometowns. So I know you have a background kind of as an educator working as an art teacher. What inspired you to kind of start Color Carbon County?
So it's actually all thanks to the Helper Project. They came to me when I was the art teacher at Sally Morrow, wanting to bring more to the school. What else could we do other than just the art classes? And I've kind of sat on the idea of having an art club at the school. The school, unfortunately, wasn't able to fund that kind of art club, but the Helper Project did help me with that, and that's kind of where the seed was planted. I also was the kids' activity coordinator for Vibes, and so I took on that artistic role as well, and I just saw more of a need for art in our community for the young ones outside of school, and so I just kind of took that and I don't know, Color Carbon County just kind of grew from that. It started with a couple of coloring pages that I made for Helper Vibes, and it turned into this.
you planted those small seeds of change in the community, and now it's kind of blossoming into something beautiful for our area. Let's talk about those coloring books for a second. What does it look like behind the scenes trying to produce them? Because I know right now you have one of Helper, and you're about to publish one in Price and Wellington. You're working on an Emory one. Mm-hmm. What does it look like behind the scenes trying to come up with these sceneries and sketch them out?
It's a lot of work. So the Helper one took about a year, and that is with the communicating with the business owners and Helper and trying to figure out what hot spots I wanted to put in there and all of that. And then, you know, the time it takes to draw the pictures and talk with the printers and trying to get the funding and stuff. It took about a year. This one actually moved a little faster, just because I've already done it before and I've got those relationships built with some of the locals in the community here. So this one I think probably took about 7 months and it's already at the printers, the Price and Wellington coloring book. And I feel like this one's going to take off. This one's going to just blow up.
You know, you already had a very well established base with the Helper coloring book, as well as your children's book, Big John's Secret to Being Big. And now you're kind of reaching out into that expanded Carbon County area. And that's really going to have a major outreach on it. And I guess this next question is kind of going to be asking you to choose who your favorite kid is. So if it's too hard to decide, just let me know. But is there a favorite place that you've sketched out and included in one of these coloring books? Has there been one that really sticks out in your mind as, whoa, this is incredible?
Well, I like all of the relationships I've built. I like all of the places that I have drawn. Of course, Big John himself is kind of, it's got a soft spot in my heart because that's just my daughter's favorite. She is actually the whole reason I wrote Big John's Secret to Being Big, because she is just obsessed with the statue of Big John and Helper. So that's probably it. Just Big John.
You know, you can't go wrong with Big John. One of my favorite landmarks here. So I have to agree with your daughter on that one.
Yeah.
It's an incredible asset to our our community. Now, looking at the Price and Wellington book, you said it's off to the printers. When can people kind of expect to be able to get their hands on this newest coloring book?
Within the next couple of weeks. I actually just talked to them on the phone yesterday, and they will have a proof for me available within a few days, and then it's just off to the printers, and we'll have 100 to start out with. And if those all sell out, don't worry, we will print more.
You know, that's exciting to see that we're so close to the newest Color Carbon County coloring book. But let's wrap back to that beginning message that we talked about with Color Carbon County. This is all about helping the kids, helping them get into art. What kind of impact have you seen in the community through Color Carbon County now that you've had some time to kind of take off?
There's kind of layers to it. So I, you know, with the coloring books itself, there has been a lot of people who have been really excited to see something, like they've grown up here and they're like, wow, you know, I know these landmarks and it's really exciting and I want to buy these books for my grandkids and stuff. You know, I've sent them all over the states already, not just here. So it's impacting, you know, more than just local, which is a lot of fun. And then with my, the actual, like what my initiative is, a lot of people are excited to see it. I have everybody I've talked to, they don't see any negative in what I'm doing. You know, they're really excited. I have lots and lots of big goals that I'm going to be working towards. We want a physical building at some point, and we're not going to be bouncing around and living out of bins and stuff. We're going to have an actual physical place, hopefully in the next few years. I also want to start like a traveling art club. So think of like a pop-up at events. And the kids will be able to come in and do just a simple art project there. And yeah.
You know, there's some big goals that you're laying out there. But after seeing how you've been able to really steamroll Color Carbon County into a major movement here, I think is the best way to describe it. Mm-hmm. There's a movement going on. I mean, you're gaining traction day after day, week after week. People are kind of starting to really talk about, you're going to hear a lot of buzz about Color Carbon County. I think these are very attainable goals, especially with that motivation that you've shown behind it. Because, you know, in our conversations, we've talked before at ribbon cuttings, things like that, you've really shown that you're a very motivated individual. You want this to happen and you're not going to let anything get in your way. And I think that's a very admirable quality that you kind of bring with you.
Thank you. Yeah. I take a lot of pride in what I do, and I love children. I love working with children. And I always say, like, even though I'm not the art teacher at Sally Morrow anymore, I'm still the art teacher. I'm just Carbon County's art teacher now.
And you know, I think that's the best way to describe you, Carbon County's art teacher. And I think that's the perfect role for you. Now, Ashley, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, just thank you for the support, everybody that's been able to support me, and keep your eyes out on Facebook, on our Facebook page, or even on our website for the drop of the coloring book. We will be doing a pop-up bake sale and a coloring book sale at Coyote's Well as soon as it drops. So just keep an eye out for those dates.
Well, Ashley, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Again, that was Ashley Vincent from Color Carbon County. We're talking about the organization's journey from inception to now, getting ready to release their coloring book of Price and Wellington, but most importantly, getting kids interested in art. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Morton. Mortensen.